This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli resigned today amid violent protests across the country following government's ban on social media platforms. 19 protesters were killed and more than 300 injured during nationwide demonstrations yesterday. Mr. Oli submitted his resignation to President Ramchandra Podail. With this, Nepal has technically now come under President's rule. Gen Z protesters also set the Nepalese Prime Minister's private residence in Balkot on fire. They also targeted the residences of several political parties and ministers in the Kathmandu Valley and other districts, hurling stones and setting property on fire. The house of former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, who resigned yesterday, was also attacked. We now go live to our Kathmandu correspondent, Shweta Singh, for more updates. Shweta, what is the latest you have on the current situation in Nepal?
As the youth protesters continue to come on roads, even on Tuesday, President Ramchandra Podail has sought cooperation from all sides, including the agitators and citizens, to ensure peaceful solution of the adverse situation. He issued a press statement today evening, appealing to Gen Z representatives and all others to hold talks on the demands raised by the citizens in a democracy for a peaceful resolution. He also urged all sides to maintain restraint.
Okay.
The head of state reminded that Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's resignation from the post was endorsed. At such adverse situation, he believes all sides will extend support to address the problem and show love for the country, people and democracy. Back to the studio.
Thank you, Ishwata, for the update. Meanwhile, government has advised Indian citizens to defer travelling to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has asked Indian citizens presently in Nepal to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets and exercise all due caution. In case of any assistance required, the government has also issued helpline numbers +977-980-860-2881 and +977-981-032-6134 of the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. Airlines including Air India and IndiGo have cancelled their flights between Delhi and Kathmandu in view of the closure of the Nepal's Tribhuvan International Airport amid anti-government protests. The counting of votes is underway for the vice presidential election at New Parliament Building in National Capital. The voting was held between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. today. In the vice presidential polls, NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is facing INDIA bloc nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. Members of both Houses of Parliament cast their votes to elect the new Vice President of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members to cast his vote in the morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation in flood-affected Punjab and held a review meeting to evaluate ongoing relief and rescue operations. Mr. Modi announced a financial assistance of 1,600 crore rupees for the flood-affected Punjab in addition to 12,000 crore rupees already in the state's kitty. There will be advance release of the second installment of SDRF and PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the seriously injured in the floods and natural calamity in the state. Earlier, Mr. Modi reviewed situation in Gurdaspur city of Punjab. Mr. Modi reached Gurdaspur after reviewing the flood-affected regions of Himachal Pradesh, where he reaffirmed the center's commitment to stand with those impacted by the natural calamity. The government today repatriated 48 Pakistani fishermen and 19 Pakistani civilian prisoners who had completed their sentences. The Pakistani fishermen and civilians were repatriated through the Attari-Wagha border. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that the Indian government attaches high priority to the issue of Indian fishermen and civilian prisoners in Pakistan's custody. And that is the end of this news bulletin.